The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's Saturday, June the 8th, and this is Weekend Pulse. I'm Joey Hudson, your host. Each Saturday, we gather at 12 noon to talk about places to go, people to see, charitable events, and everything in between. Right here in the upstate of South Carolina, western North Carolina, and northeast Georgia. Glad to have you along. Be sure and visit our website, 945theanswer.com. While you're there, become an Answer Insider. Just click on the banner ad and register, and you'll be eligible to receive all of these nice goodies that Tommy K has in his goodie bag. We're going to be kicking off a new campaign with Greenworks next week. May have a chance to win a blower, a weed eater, lawnmower, who knows? But you got to be an Answer Insider first. So go to 945theanswer.com, register today. Check us out on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Talk945. You can find me there. Just search for Joey Hudson as well. Joining me on the 94.5 The Answer guest line today is Annalise Dibert with the First Tee of the Upstate. Annalise, welcome in. Appreciate you spending a few minutes of your day with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, we're going to talk a minute about the First Tee of the Upstate here in just a minute. But first, I want to talk about your experience with golf. You weren't always that fond of golf, right? You were more of into softball and other sports, right?
Correct. Yeah, I was kind of raised as an all-around athlete, played softball, volleyball, soccer, pretty much everything but golf.
So what changed?
My dad has always been a little bit of a golfer, kind of those like once or twice a year players, and went ahead and found the first tee in our area. We were living in Monterey, California at the time, which is pretty much golf heaven out there,
yep.
And found the first tee in our neighborhood and said, you know, he's always wanted his kids to play golf. It's a lifelong game and it's a great family sport. So signed me up. And honestly, it was the first sport I played that was a challenge. It didn't come naturally. And I really liked that. So I dropped everything and kind of went all into golf and never turned back.
Yeah. Well, Annalise, look, I can certainly understand about golf not coming naturally. It's never come naturally to me either. So let's talk for a minute about the First Tee program. You really got involved in the First Tee, really got you interested in golf, and you had the opportunity to participate in a lot of First Tee events. Tell us about some of those.
Yeah, I started the program when I was 13, kind of a late bloomer when it comes to golf and the First Tee itself. The First Tee starts at age 7, so I was behind by about 7 years. But the First Tee is so great. It not only teaches you the importance of the game of golf and the fundamentals that come with it, but it wraps in those life lessons and those core values that you can take both on the golf course, but you can take them off the golf course as well and in your life. So one of the things I just loved about it was it took what I was struggling with in life as well of, you know, self-confidence and, you know, being a teenage girl and struggling with the different things going on in life, and that wrapped into the golf course as well. So I could take what I'm learning in golf and take it to school with me, take it into my friendships with me. But yeah, I just really fell in love with what the First Tee has to offer, and I stuck with the program enough and practiced enough that it really gave back to me. I was able to attend a lot of national opportunities, they're called. I was able to go to Kansas State University for a summer. I was able to go to the University of Tennessee for a summer. Really introduced me to college golf, which I never thought I'd be playing. I thought I was going to be playing softball in college.
Sure.
And it just really introduced me to a lot of different things that people don't know exist really in golf, but especially in women's golf.
Sure.
And then ultimately I was able to go play Pebble Beach, which is always a dream come true for anyone, but to play it on a national level in front of Golf Channel was even more special.
Wow, yeah. Well, let's take a moment, Annalise, and with me today, Annalise Dibert with the First Tee of the Upstate. Let's take a minute and just explain exactly what the First Tee program is.
The First Tee program is a nonprofit youth development program. We don't try to put sports into our motto. We try to leave that till the end because more importantly than golf, we're focusing on the importance of life and these life skills. We have 9 core values that we base our program on: perseverance, courtesy, integrity, honesty. I could go on and on, and just how these life skills can be used on the golf course. Obviously, golf does not have, you don't have a referee. You don't have, you are your referee. You keep your own score. You call the shots. And we teach that as in life as well. There's no referee in life. You are your own referee. You call the shots. And those are kind of the things that we teach our kids and our youth. And the really great thing is you see that really transpire from the golf course to them taking it to school and talking to their friends about these 9 core values, and a 7-year-old can know them and a 18-year-old can know them.
Sure. Yep. What a story. And I want to brag on you a bit here, Annalise. You attended North Greenville University on a golf scholarship. While there, you recorded the most top 10 finishes in North Greenville University's women's golf history. You were all conference all 4 years, and your junior and senior year, you were captain. So you've got to be proud of your accomplishments while at North Greenville University.
I am. I'm very proud. It's a small Division II school just right here in the heart of Greenville, South Carolina, and proud alma mater, and just happy to give back to this community.
Yeah. So as a result of your introduction to golf, for the First Tee program played a big part of that. While at North Greenville, you decided that you wanted to be involved in the First Tee of the Upstate here. You became involved in that. Since receiving your degree in business administration, sports management with a minor in marketing in 2015, you've been involved in the golf industry with emphasis on introducing young females to the game, right?
Correct. That's correct.
So is it fair to say that you want to be an ambassador for women's golf, and that's what you're trying to do by starting the girls' golf program within the First Tee of the Upstate?
That is exactly what I want to do. I know I keep going back to my upcoming in golf, but one of the classes I attended in the First Tee was the girls-only class, and it just really grabbed me. To have a female coach as a mentor in such a male-dominant sport, to be able to see that, you know, she is both successful on the golf course but also in her business. And just to have that mentorship, she's somebody I still talk to this day. And that's my goal with these girls, is I want them to be able to come to me as a coach and me as a female and somebody that they look up to. That you can play golf in college, you can teach golf after college, or you can play golf throughout your whole life and just go dominate your business field.
Sure, yep. Annalise Dibert with me today. So let's talk about the girls program here that you started and you manage now with the First Tee of the Upstate. Tell me the typical young girl who gets involved in that, and if there's someone listening today, maybe a mom and a dad or maybe a grandparent, how does one become involved with the girls program here with the First Tee of Upstate?
So first, you go to our website. That's the easy thing. You type in Girls Golf Upstate to take you right to the First Tee Upstate site, and I have a whole article on there about what I do with the girls and how you can register. I do classes all year round. I have a fall session, summer session, and spring session, where we do an 8-week session. We meet once a week for an hour and 15 minutes, and we just have a blast. We work on everything from the putting grip to a full swing style. We have cupcake parties. We just do a bunch of crazy things that girls love to do. It can be a sexual hour, or it can be we're competing and we're having a great time, but that's the way we like to get involved. I like to make it fun, I know some girls can be a little more competitive than others, so we do have, I do tend to split the class that way, where we have a pretty competitive class, and we have a more, they're just out here to have fun and learn about the game. But more than that, we also have social events that I hold once or twice a month. And those go from, we have a yoga night, we are getting ready to have a top golf night, a top golf greenville. We just had a clinic where Brandy Jackson, who graduated from Furman, was an LPGA tour player. She held a clinic for us over at Thornblade. We just do a lot of very different things that kind of get these girls out on the golf course, meet friends, and then once again, build those mentorships in the community.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a great program. With me, Annalise Dibert, and thank you for spending a few minutes every day with us. And good luck as you guys continue to promote the First Tee, and you and particularly the Upstate Girls Golf Program as part of the First Tee of the Upstate. Good luck to you, Annalise.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Sure thing. Up next, Tyson Langhofer with the Alliance Defending Freedom joins us to talk about a South Carolina case that ADF is trying to help protect their freedom of speech. That and much more here on 94.5 The Answer.
I'm going to sing it to my friend when they go round in circles. When they fly high like a bird up in the sky. When they go round in circles. When they fly high like a bird up in the sky. Every once in a while, I've got a story, ain't got no mother. Let the bad guy win every.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.